Tigers are going to relieve me tomorrow, but that's cool. So, how you doing?
Oh, besides the Tigers and the Wolverines game this weekend,
we're going to talk about the Tigers. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Tigers. U of M, I wasn't so concerned about. My daughter goes to Michigan State. Like, you know, they won. I don't care.
Yeah.
It is the trifecta, 590. WKZL. It's Jim. Yes, it's just Jim. And it's Michael. And whoever else we grab off the ramparts here. We just start grabbing bodies and start bringing them in here. Come on in. Have some fun, man. We'll have an interesting time. Phone lines are open, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. In fact, we have some stuff to talk about. We're going to talk with Kalamazoo County Clerk Tim Snow in a few moments about some reapportionment in Portage. How did I find that out? I got a letter in the mail. So, I can see you there through the fan. It got hot in this room.
Oh, my gosh. It's hot in here, too.
You came in, man. I was over here almost napping.
Yeah, you were.
You know, us old people, you get old people in high temperature. I wasn't really sleeping, but I was almost sleeping. I'd have fallen out of the chair. That's all right, Tom. Yeah.
I should have wore a short sleeve shirt today.
Well, you know, there have been times when I thought maybe I should wear shorts, but then I really feel for the people in this building. And, you know, I don't even want to see me in shorts, let alone anything. I'm not going to inflict that on anybody else, so... All right. Well, and then you can also text at 80373, those smarmy or snarky texts that we love so well. Are you ready to start your own show?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I guess we can do that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Love the Duke. Man, just love the Duke. Good stuff. So I'm a voter in the city of Portage, whether you like that or not, I guess. I get this letter in the mail, and it's from the county clerk's office or city clerk's office or somebody's clerk's office. And so where I'm going to go to vote is being changed around, and it's happening in the city of Portage. Well, we have elections coming up, as you know. We have elections coming up in November, and Kalamazoo City elections, Portage City elections, there's some elections in and around the area. So I thought, who better to talk to than the Kalamazoo County County Clerk and Register of Deeds, one Mr. Tim Snow, and ask him, what's happening? So we asked the question, Tim, what's happening? How are you?
Well, there's all kinds of things, Jim.
I know. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
I have not talked to you. Of course, he's the hardest working man in city and county clerkdom.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
He really is. All right, so I'm a voter in the city of Portage, and I get this letter in the mail that it gives me a new card.
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, the city of Portage went through a number of different changes and found some new voting locations that they think will work very, very well for them. And so a number of precinct locations changed, and this will be the first election that those changes will take effect. So you might have received a letter if you live in the city of Portage, a letter and or a card or however. I have not seen what was actually sent. And so be sure to pay attention to that, because that will be a new precinct location from here on out.
Yeah, mine moved from like Victory Baptist Church all the way down to Caresa.
Right.
So the move was, you know, was that way. Tim, when this happens, does it happen because of a population shift or gain or loss? Or, I mean, are there a combination of reasons?
I believe there are a combination of different reasons. Some of them were school-related issues and things like that. So be sure to pay attention to the letters that people are receiving in the city of Portage. And if you didn't get one, that means your precinct is the same. But there are a good number of places that good number of voters that will change locations for this election.
We're talking with County Clerk Tim Snow. Tim's the County Clerk and Register of Deeds. Tim Snow. Now, just because you got a new card in the mail does not mean you have to re-register to vote. It just means your precinct changed.
No, it's just a change in precinct. Okay. And for a few people, the City of Portage did eliminate two precincts and combine them in with other ones. So your number, your precinct number might have changed, but that's certainly a lot less important than the fact of where the location is that you're going to vote from.
Okay.
Here on out.
Cool. Well, let's talk some other election stuff.
Sure.
Is it too late to register to vote in the November election?
It is now, yes. The deadline was last Monday.
Okay. So if you did not register, there's no way to get yourself in.
It's too late now. You can certainly go ahead and register, but you will not be able to vote November 6th.
All right. Now, what about absentee ballots? When's the deadline for those?
You can get them at any time, and so long as they are turned in, meaning getting back to the local clerk's office on election day, we're good.
All right. See?
But, so the best thing to do is either to drop them off in person or to mail them in plenty of time, even if they're local, to make sure that they have plenty of time to get to back to the clerk's office. So just contact your local clerk, and I guess I'll take the opportunity to say the only elections going on in Kalamazoo County are in the City of Portage, the City of Kalamazoo, and the City of Parchment.
Okay.
There's nothing out. No townships are having an election.
Oh, okay.
This time. So it's only three of our four cities.
All right. That makes it easy. Yeah. So that's cool. Now, if you're going to run for office, because we talked with County Commissioner Brant Iden today, turned in his paperwork for the 61st District House, do candidates still have time if they want to declare for any of the races for next year? Is the deadline this year or next year?
Oh, no, it's not until April of next year.
Okay, so people
lots
are going
and
early.
Lots of time. This is really, really early.
So if I decided I wanted to run, and I said, hey, I could do that.
Sure, you can.
Nah, it's okay. That's okay. I'm not even sure Michael would vote for me. Oh, he can't. He doesn't live in Portage anyway.
No, I live in Richland.
Oh, see, there you go.
See, depends on what you want to run for, I suppose.
Yeah, it's true. Anything else shaking at the county clerk's office that maybe we should know about?
Certainly not on the election side of it. If you're living in those three cities, contact the clerk's office if you need an absentee ballot, because they're ready as soon as you fill out your little form. You'll get your ballot in the mail.
Cool. So, well, I appreciate my new little card.
Good.
Because I would have gone to the church, you know,
I'll just throw in too. I do know that if you do happen to forget and you do go to your old place, there will be signage there to tell you where you're supposed to go.
It's always nice to know you tell us where to go.
Yeah, or something
or something of that nature, right? Tim, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend.
Sure, anytime.
We get closer and closer to stuff. We'll talk to you some more. All right.
Sounds fine.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You bet, Jim.
Appreciate it. All right. Tim Snow is Kalamazoo County Clerk and Register of Deeds. If you live in Portage, like me, and you get a new card, you're just being moved around. And if you get that new card, it means that you don't have to re-register to vote or anything like that. You're just being moved to a different precinct, which is cool, because now it means I get to turn right instead of left, which is okay. I like that. It's a whole lot better, especially during like an election when there's going to be a lot of people, you know, like presidential elections and stuff. It's much better. Get out of bed, turn right, turn right, turn right. I love that turn right, man. Something that Tim didn't talk about, we talked about with him earlier, and this is something that was mentioned in Sam's News at 3 o'clock. The guy is U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman. He has a big decision coming up on Wednesday. We're going to talk about that and the effect that it might have right here locally in Kalamazoo County. It is a trifecta, 590 WKZL. Pay attention to the 590 WKZO. It's the trifecta. Actually, it's the dynamic duo. It's
That's
Michael
right.
and me. All right, hang on.
We got to get adjusted here.
Thank you. Now I can see Michael.
All right.
Mike, what's up?
Hey!
You know what? I got to tell Rick Shields, he's got to get rid of this Apple poster in here because I'm hungry. Jeez.
Yeah.
Have you seen this thing?
Oh, yeah.
16 different kinds of apples, of which there's like only one on there that I really don't like. And it's only because it's a real mushy apple. I think it's a Macintosh
for
Jonathan.
Yeah.
One of the two. It makes great applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
But it tastes mushy. But the one at the Honeycrisp.
Oh, those are my favorite.
And did you have you seen the price?
Yeah.
I mean, they're low.
Yes.
All right, let me quote Harding's, because Harding's is where I go. $1.99 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know apple growers are honked because they're not going to get, but it's because they have a bumper crop,
oh,
which
yeah.
is cool. Last year, the
last
thing got killed, you know?
That was like, horrible.
I hated Mother Nature. So, but now, I mean, we got all sorts of apples and Gala, Honeycrisp, and Red Delicious. And I bought a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than to sit and watch Law & Order on Netflix and eat apples with peanut butter. I sell a celery, too, but you got to live a little sometimes.
I like the chocolate peanut butter, too.
Yeah. I have peanut butter with honey, but it kind of defeats the purpose because the apple's sweet. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm a type 2 diabetic. Why don't I just run through hell with gasoline underwear on? You know, come on. No. Bad enough, I you know, meat in the apples. So on Wednesday, let's talk about this really quick. U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman, you heard him in Sam's story at the top of the hour. He is expected to issue a ruling on whether or not the 2004 ban on same-sex marriage in Michigan violates the U.S. Constitution. And he's also supposed to decide whether the ban on same-sex adoption should be tossed. Now, here's the scenario. If this happens, if he lifts the ban and does not issue a stay, like Bill Schuette, the Attorney General, wants him to, then same-sex marriage would be legal in Michigan until a higher court overturns it. Now, what does this mean? Well, this means that in some counties, Ingham and Washtenaw, for instance, they're already gearing up for this because they're expecting as soon as the ruling comes down, if it comes down in favor of same-sex marriage, that they're going to be people are getting married right then. I mean, bam. Now, we talked with Tim Snow off the air. Here's the deal with Kalamazoo County. According to County Clerk Tim Snow, the law is the law. The big bugaboo is whether or not the forms are going to be available. Now, the process is that once the ruling is issued, the State Department of Community Health has to issue the edict that, yes, things are hunky-dory or whatever. But Tim seems to think that the form has already been, like, made up and it's ready to go, and they'll send it out. If that happens, then you would be able to, if you're a same-sex couple, you would be able to go to the Kalamazoo County Clerk's Office, you would be able to get the paperwork, and then all you'd have to do is find a minister that would marry you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several churches, the United Church of Christ, for instance, Unitary Universalists. I think even, and, well, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to put words in their mouth. I think the United Methodist Church, too, but I'm not quite sure. But I know that UCC and Unitarian Universalists. I think that's what it is. It's the UU Church down Shaver Road. They're cool. Anyway, Unitarian Universalists. Okay, I got it right. According to Randy Block of the Michigan UU Social Justice Network, there is a list of available county clerks and clergy, so I imagine you could probably you could go. So anyway, there are some people who are saying yes. According to Kenneth Mogill, who's the attorney representing the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, quote, using the quoting fingers, this is the defined civil rights issue of our era, and it is. Now, like I said, Bill Schuette is going to argue to uphold the ban. The Supreme Court has ruled that states retain the constitutional authority to define marriage. They'll continue to defend the Constitution in this case. Now, he could issue his opinion from the bench, or if he does and he lifts the ban, then Schuette's office would ask for a stay. If he declines the stay, then same-sex marriage would be basically legal almost immediately. So that's the key. Now, there are, I think 13 states? 13 states in the United States? Now, the big part about this is not just the same-sex marriage issue, but the adoption portion of it. There is a couple that are the plaintiffs in this case, April DeBoer and Jane Rouse. They have children. Both of them have adopted children.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the laws in the state of Michigan, each of the children cannot be adopted by the other woman. Okay? So it kind of leaves it up in the air, like if, you know, what were to happen if one of them were to pass away, well, mm-hmm. that child would go into foster care or, you know, they would find another place for them. This is what the issue is. Now, attorneys for the state are arguing that when it comes to same-sex marriage and adoption, quoting fingers again. Traditional marriages ensure that children receive proper role models of each gender, that the state may conclude that it's better for children to be reared with both a mother and a father. I'm not quite sure when the state decided it was their job to do that.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, there's the, you know.
But.
Thank you. Numerous studies, according to the attorneys representing the two women, have said that children raised by gay or lesbian parents exhibit the same amount of emotional, social, cognitive, and sexual functions as those raised by heterosexual parents. Quoting fingers again. The research shows the optimal development for children is based not on the sexual orientation, but the stability of the attachments inside the relationship. That's what they're going to argue. So, interesting. So we're waiting on Wednesday. That's pretty much what's going to happen. There are a lot of couples that are waiting for this, and they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
And as soon as the edict comes down one way or another, you can plan on it being appealed. If it comes down in favor of the U.S. the state constitution and says that, yes, the vote was okay and that same-sex marriage should be banned, then you can bet that they're going to appeal that. If it comes down the other way, yes, the state's going to appeal. So either way, we're going to get an appeal here somewhere. It just happens. That's the way it is. But this will be interesting to see what happens. This is, I believe, just like that attorney said, this is the social issue of our time.
Oh, yeah.
It was abortion back, you know, a generation ago. This one is same-sex marriage. And you're the one thing about this one, Michael, it's like any other one. You're not if you're on one side of the issue, you are never going to convince a person on the other side of the issue that you're right and they're wrong. That's not going to happen. It's just as polarizing as abortion. And it's just, it's funny because 99.9% of the time, it's driven by faith guidelines.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I don't I don't want to say this. The same thing with abortion. It's driven by your frame of reference, and that's usually this type of it's driven by your faith. It's driven by the denomination or the religious structure that you believe in, okay? And the people will stomp up and down and scream and holler and they'll say, no, this is the way I was brought up. It had to come from someplace.
Yeah.
And almost all the time it comes from faith, your religion. And that's not to say that's wrong. It's not wrong. The problem is that, you know, you scream and holler and say that you have to have separation of church and state, and they'll argue that point to the nth degree. But if we argued it to the nth degree, we'd be stymied. We wouldn't be able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't spend my money because it says in God we trust on it.
Yeah.
Nobody could take it. You know, they'd say, no, we're not going to take this. It's got God on it. Well, it's got Lincoln, too, and he's bigger. Jeez, come on. Not to make light of it. But it is a polarizing issue. It's going to continue to be a polarizing issue. And we'll just keep an eye on it and see what happens. So Michael is a runner.
Yep.
So while we got about 15 seconds, I'm going to ask you: you running this weekend?
Yeah.
Where?
I did the Campus Classic this past weekend. This weekend, I'm going to take off. I've been moving into a new house, so I've been a little busy.
Just a little. Isn't moving fun?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have bamboo driven up my fingernails with a jackhammer than move. Which is why I just signed a new lease where I'm at. I'm not moving for a while. Of course, they may want me to. I think I'm the tenant that's in there more. I'm the only one that says anything when the washing machines are broken.
Yeah.
Somebody will put a sign on them and nobody will call, you know? They'll just sit there. So, guys. All right. We're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dynamic duo today. It's Michael. It's Jim. It's a trifecta, whether you like it or not. 3-8-2-4-2-8-0, 1-877-3-8-2-4-2-8-0. If you want to weigh in on anything, we don't care. Just call. We'd have some fun. CBS and local news next. 590 WKZO. It is the trifecta. It's Michael. It's Jim. And it's Jake in Kalamazoo. Thanks for holding, Jake. What's up? Hello?
Hello.
There he is.
Hey, sorry. I just wanted to say that Barack Obama's promise of saving the working family $2,500 a year isn't applying to me anyway.
You haven't saved $2,500?
Nah, my insurance rates have gone up next year over $1,200.
Did you go to the website, the thing, and do the whatever?
No, I have employer sponsored coverage.
Okay.
And his plan is going exactly as planned. And it's all it's doing is punishing the middle class, in my opinion. It's not saving the working family anything. It's costing me a lot more.
So your rates went up.
My rates went up, and everybody I work with rates went up.
Wow. Now, you guys don't have the option of going out on the marketplace and getting insurance on your own?
Well, there's always that option. There was always that option, and I think that's basically what this law is designed to do, is to force everybody to do that, make it so expensive that you're going to have to go on the open market. You've seen companies that have dropped, forced them on the open market already to save money. And this will pay the fine. We'll pay your little fine. We'll save money, and you go and fend for yourself. And that is quickly becoming, it's not going to be a perk of the job anymore. It's going to be, I don't think employee health care coverage is going to be around much longer after this law does what it's wanting to do.
So once it goes into effect, you think what it's going to do is if their employers are just going to shut down and say, no, we can't do this.
Yeah, especially when the Cadillac tax kicks in and the government comes in and says, oh, man, you've got really nice health insurance, and we're going to put a 40% tax on top of that anyway. And, smart money says that the business isn't going to, that cost is going to be shared, put somewhere. It's going to be put on the working hand. On the working man.
Well, you know what, Jake? You know what the situation is that we're not even going to know until next year, because the businesses have been given a 1-year exemption.
Well, then why are my rates going up so much?
That is a good question. Something. I would ask? I would ask your representative or your senator, because they're not doing anything now anyway, and they would probably have time to answer your question. No, I mean serious. You get in the face of your U.S. representatives or your U.S. senators and say, This is what's going on. What's happening here? Explain this to me and see if you get an answer back. Because they're the only ones that can tell you one way or another. They're the ones that either passed it or are arguing against it, one of the two.
does the argument hold? Let me ask you this. Does the argument hold that with employees, with the mandate out there that you have to accept everybody with or without any pre-existing conditions, isn't that just going to do nothing but push the costs up on everybody, because it's going to make everything more expensive?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Seriously, and I'm not being glib. I'm saying it depends on who you talk to, because the people who are for what's known as the Affordable Care Health Care Act, or Obamacare, as it's so nicely known, they're the ones that are saying, no, this is going to save money, it's going to save money, it's going to save money. On the other hand, the other people, the other side is saying, no, it's not, it's going to bankrupt the United States, it's going to go, things are going to go crazy, and we're not going to be able to pay for this. And the problem is that until it's implemented, we really don't know one way or another what's going to happen. That's the problem. But the issue now is that people, individuals, you, me, whatever, we have to go get the health care from the exchange right now, whereas businesses have a year off. And you've got to wonder where that's going to cause an issue, because, all right, take you, for instance. What if your employer wants to continue to offer you health care, and you say, okay, fine, this is what we're going to do, and then all of a sudden you find out when they are going to fall under the umbrella next year, suddenly your rates go skyrocketing. Now you've spent a year, and then your rates go up.
Well, my rates have already skyrocketed.
Well, and that's just it. That's it. I just, what I don't understand, I appreciate the call, Jake. We got to run because we got Bob Larson on the other line. But what I would do, I would contact your U.S. representative, I'm assuming it's Fred Upton in this area, and ask him point blank, why is this happening to me? Why? Explain this to me. And don't give up until you get an answer. And there's an office in Kalamazoo right there on the mall. You should be able to talk to him and say, hey, I want an answer. I want an answer, and I better get one darn quick. So we'll talk to John in Vicksburg in just a second. But first, hi, Bob.
Hey there, Jim.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm tired. The show is going to get better as the day goes on, because I'm going to, sleep.
Are you double shifting today?
I'm double shifting all week.
All week.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow we have Tiger baseball.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. I'll sit over in the corner and nap.
I got you.
What's the temperature?
Well, it's 61 officially,
here.
So that means you're probably good for about 63.
No,
right,
61.
Now.
We're right even. I think somebody wanted to have I think somebody went out and talked to the. Maybe it's just summer and winter, the extreme seasons. Maybe fall and spring are mediated.
This will take a year-round study to determine that.
I don't want to do that, because then I have to start now.
Gotcha. Hey, and here's another, as long as we're on the subject matter of 61, today's average high is 61.
Oh, look, man, I'm going out to buy a lot.
And it's been a long time since we have discussed averages. Averages change quickly during the fall, and boy, the last time we talked about it, I think the average was like 68 or something. But it's 61 right now, so we are par with the course.
I mean,
today.
Right through the middle, man.
Yep, and it's beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous outside.
Dew point's only 40.
Yeah. See, I have to give you another one. So I give Bob a lot of dings when I'm here because I appreciate the fact that this. Why do I think there's a butt coming up here, Bob?
Well, that kind of leads to a word.
But
the word is not. That's not the word. But the word is fading.
No, I don't even like the way this is going, but go ahead.
The nice weather is going to be fading away, and we have had, not today's average, but more often than not, this month of October has been nothing but warmer than average. Prior to today, through the first 13 days of the month, we only had one day that was below average. Every other day was warmer than average, so it has been a warm month, but that, too, looks to be fading as we move forward to the next week or two.
You're just full of good news, aren't
Should
you?
I expand upon this?
Yeah, please do, because I'm ready with the buzzer.
Well, it's going to take a series of fronts to come through. It's not going to happen all at once.
Oh.
We're not going to have a front come through and wake up and have it 33 degrees. It's not going to happen all at once. What we are going to find is kind of a step-down process with each front bringing out cooler air than the one before it. The first of these fronts arrives tomorrow. Now, until the front gets here, it's still mild tomorrow. In fact, even a little warmer than today with the southwest wind. And showers break out tomorrow afternoon and evening. Maybe there's a thunder shower, but certainly showers. Not a lot of rain, not expecting much, but there will be a few showers. And then it cools down behind the front to the point where Wednesday, highs are in the 50s.
Okay.
Another front comes through later in the week, and it gets even a little bit chillier.
Oh,
and
really?
So on and so forth.
Okay, so you know that my favorite kind of weather, Bob, is when it's a little rainy and it's a little bit breezy and it's got that nip in the air. Is that going to happen anytime in the next few
days? Yeah, I think Wednesday could be the day because behind tomorrow's front, there's going to be a northwest wind. It won't be a gusty 30, 40 mile
per hour
wind.
No.
But a noticeable breeze.
Yes.
And it'll be coming right off Lake Michigan, which can generate a lot of lake effect clouds, a couple of passing showers. So we might get that elusive combo that becomes not so elusive later in the autumn of wind and rain. And again, I'm not expecting a lot of rain, but we are going to have that cool breeze. We're going to have a couple of passing showers on Wednesday with highs in the 50s. So that may be to your liking.
Well, when it happens, if people pass by the radio station, I'll be the one out in the parking lot with a big smile on my face and no umbrella.
Everyone else may be a little grumpy, yeah.
Well, let them be grumpy. Who cares? Okay. Well, I can dig that. That's cool. Now, I talk with your friend in the morning. He says that the AccuWeather crystal ball says that on October 25th, which is a week from this Friday, we could be getting another kind of precipitation. Is it possible we could talk about that later in the week?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
We get to this time of year, and it's just a matter of time. And again, I mentioned the step-down process. Front number one comes through tomorrow. Front number two looks like it comes through later Thursday, and it looks like a third front comes through early in the weekend, and by October 25th, it'll take a fourth cold front to come through, and that may open the door to something other than rain showers.
Thank you. I'm glad you phrased it that way, my friend, because I really didn't want to buzz you again.
Okay.
We're not really
playing
talking
it
about
delicately,
that.
Delicately,
yes, thank you. Really quickly, before we let you go, tomorrow's game, 4:07 start, Tigers versus Boston at Comerica Park. What is the weather outlook?
Well, it'll be good to be home, that's for sure. And I think we're fine to start the game. In fact, it'll be warm. Could be right around 70 degrees.
Ooh, there you go.
But it'll be clouding over at that point. And showers break out tomorrow evening. So I don't think it's an issue for the start of the game. But if it turns out to be one of those protracted long games, the deeper into the game we go, then the better the chance of seeing some rain. So let's hope we can hold that off.
Won't be if Jim Leland uses the bullpen.
Jeez.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Talk to you tomorrow. All
Bye-bye.
Right. Or we'll talk to you Wednesday.
Wednesday it is.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye. Bob Larson, AccuWeather meteorologist extraordinaire. Yeah. I didn't want to say that, you know, Michael.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it, John. I'm not going to say that four-letter word that begins with S. No? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say it, please. No. I know it's coming. I talked to the man, and he said he looked in the ball and said, yes, it's possible it's coming.
Well, like you said, it is that season.
Yes, it is. It's that time of year. I remember one was about 3 or 4 years ago or something, maybe five, I don't know. But it snowed on October 2nd. I mean, Schools burned their first two snow days like right at the beginning of October.
I do remember that. And and they it wasn't the end for snow days in that year.
No.
They had a lot of makeup time to do sometime in the spring.
Yeah. So you have something else on your mind?
Yeah. Another reason I think that healthcare is going to costs are going to go up around the board. You've got the dual effect of everyone being required to have the health insurance, which may or may not lower the cost. But then you also have the effect they don't talk about so much, and that is the insurance companies aren't legally allowed to charge anyone any different for any of the health care plans. So if you've got a 90-year-old diabetic smoker weighing 500 pounds, they're going to pay the same amount for their health insurance as a 25-year-old non-smoker athlete. Who do you think is going to get the most cost? And if they have to cover the costs of that first guy without charging him anymore, what do you think is going to happen to all of the costs of everybody else?
Spread the wealth.
Exactly. I mean, you can't charge the sick guy more, so you got to charge everybody else enough to make up for it.
You know, it's really too bad you can't. Now, I understand. I have pre-existing conditions.
I'm on dialysis.
And I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I have high blood pressure. So,
okay,
you know, I have those two not as drastic as yours, because dialysis is a bear.
Yeah, it's pretty big. But, you know, the COBRA law back in, what was it, 93, whenever it came into effect, that did a great big deal for ending the dangers in leaving your job and having the pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
But it didn't do much for the cost, because you leave your job, you get the insurance for 18 months if you can afford, you know, your full cost. And I've done that, and it's never been less than, like, $500 a month.
Do you know, and there are some stories, Andy, that have said that where you go online and you get
the marketplace,
actually the costs have dropped, because there are companies that are finding out that they're not going to get any kind of insurance people, because their rates are too high, so that they're actually coming down. So, you know, you'd think that hopefully that would be the case, but it's not the case everywhere.
Yeah,
especially in the States.
I'd heard in California that they had that exact scenario. But I don't know if that's going to be happening in Michigan, because we were so slow on bringing the Medicare part into it. And without the Medicare part, the marketplace wouldn't have existed. It'd have to be the national marketplace, not the state one.
That is true. Well, we appreciate the call, John. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good day.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Yep.
Before we get to Andy, really quick, I want to text it in. The United Methodist Church does indicate that a marriage is between a man and a woman. I wasn't sure, and that's why I really didn't want to say, but the United Methodists do believe that. So thank you for texting in. I appreciate it. Now, I do know that the United Church of Christ would, and that the Unitarian Universalist would. And there's probably some other faiths that would do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know them right off the bat. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how you doing? You know, as far as I'm concerned, this whole health care thing, let's just go take auto insurance for an example. You know what? Let's just give the drunk driver the same coverage, or the charging the same price as a regular driver with no points on his license, and let's just take the 16-year-old and give them the same rates as somebody who's been driving for 20 years.
Yeah, see that
if it happens
in auto insurance, why can't they do it in medical insurance?
Right, exactly. Let's just go right across the board, and let's just take out any good behavior that might be there, like physical fitness for a healthy person. You know, eating right, not smoking, not drinking. You know, let's just take all that out of the equation. And go from there.
You know, we've talked about this before, and that's a great point, Andy. And like, all right, I was talking earlier with John. I'm a type 2. Okay, I had one too many diet or Mountain Dews, and I know that. Okay, I have type 2 down, you know, diabetes. Half of my pancreas has decided, good night, you know, it's not going to work anymore. I also have high blood pressure, but both are controlled by medication. And I don't have – so if I go out on the marketplace and I'm going to get health insurance, I would assume that I'm going to pay a little more because of those two. But I also think I'm going to get right because I don't smoke. And I don't drink, so it kind of balances out. But I see your point, Andy, and I think it's a valid one. I really do. And that is, and we got to run really quick, Andy. Thanks though for bringing that up. He's got a really good point, and that is Michael. That if you're like, look at you,
yeah.
For instance, you are fit. You run. You have low blood. You know, why should you pay as much as me? That's not right. Your health care costs are going to be low. You are going to save the company money. Therefore, they should be passed that along to you. It's the auto insurance thing. You remember your parents pulling their hair out when you were going to get insurance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine too. You know, until you hit that magic age of 18, and even then, the next magic age is 25, if you don't get any tickets and you don't get any accidents or anything like that, then you're good. But the first, I mean, you get in an accident... I got hit by a drunk driver, and my rates went up. It wasn't my fault.
No.
I got hit by a drunk driver. But still, because my car was totaled, and we had to get a new one, my rates went up. It was crazy. It's like, wait, well, what is this, you know?
Yeah.
Come on. I just don't understand it. And I do believe that's true. That should be the way that it is. I know insurance companies have to insure those who have pre-existing conditions. I understand that. And people who most of them have pre-existing conditions for the most part, they would be willing to pay that little extra bit. But the thing is that people like you and there's like several other, people in this building who are physically fit. Why should you pay as much as us?
Yeah.
And that's not – and that part of it is not fair. And I can understand totally that. So we're going to drag Dr. Sports in here, talk a little bit about what happened last night. You know?
That was brutal.
It was. Brutal's a good word. There's a few others, but this is the FCC. the FCC's not working, are they? So we could probably say, no, it's all right. I don't want to test the case.
No.
We'll talk to her next. Carolyn comes in. It is the Trifecta 590 WKZ. That was one way of putting it yesterday.
Well, the FCC is still furloughed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we could say the nine.
Are you out of your flipping mind? No.
No.
It's the trifecta now.
Oh, yeah.
Quickly, we have about 2.5 minutes. It's Carolyn, it's Michael, it's Jim, and it's the Tigers who, if you went to bed last night and they were up 5-0, surprise when you got up this morning. All right, so I'm going to ask you point blank. Is this something Tiger fans need to be worried about?
It's not surprising. I think it's surprising based on the last couple of nights, but as far as the bullpen... Was that surprising?
No.
No.
The only thing that surprised me was that Phil Koch didn't give the home run up.
Right. It wasn't Phil Koch. So no. You've still got that going
Benoit
for you.
Benoit had a real interesting look on his face, didn't he?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a dumb question? If it flies in the face of baseball sanity, what would have been the problem with just walking him? I know the bases were loaded, but you only give up one run instead of four.
Four. That was one argument that could be made. Why aren't you walking him? The other, to me, to be honest, why didn't Max Scherzer just start the eighth inning?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
And you know, does that go back to Jim Leland? Sure, but I'm not going to place all my blame on Jim Leland. Last night I did.
I would.
But he used that same rotation through the bullpen. He's used that, you know, a handful of other times, including not that long ago. And it's worked just fine. So, yes, does he mismanage? Does he overmanage? Does he get too involved? Sure. In my opinion, yes. But in his defense, that combination has worked in the past. And so that's what he had to go off of. But we all know, don't act surprised out there. There is always that potential for what happened last night to happen.
So they got a split in
Boston.
And Verlander's going in three.
Yeah. A split.
I mean, yeah.
Great.
So. I mean, people they could win all three games in Detroit and go to the World Series.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to go back to Boston.
Right. So, you hold your home turf, and that's always the goal, always, especially in the postseason.
So the Red Sox wouldn't see Scherzer again unless we went back to Boston.
Right.
Because it would be Verlander, Fister, and Sanchez again.
Yes.
Okay. And you best believe he'd be He'd be going at least 8 innings after that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'm wondering if we can talk people off the ledge. That's the thing.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, last night I stayed up for it, and at first I was really upset that I stayed up for it, but then I woke up refreshed, ready to go in game 3, back at home at Comerica Park, and I think things are looking up. It's okay.
All is not lost.
The bats are still there. That was the biggest question mark, I think, besides the bullpen, was the offense. Okay. And the offense is there. Worry not, Tigers fans.
No.
All right.
It will be okay.
Okay. 3:40 tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to have fun.
I
hear rumor the Jays coming in with me.
No.
We're going to talk Tigers for like 40 minutes. Yeah.
Jays coming in?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I hear rumor. Maybe. I hear rumor.
Well, this will be fun then.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Dr. Sports, ladies and gentlemen. All right, coming up, CBS News Local News and then more of Michael and me here in the Trifecta.
Continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.